Bye. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week. And we want to welcome all of our great new affiliate radio stations, as well as everybody listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, and we welcome you all with open arms. In this hour, we're going to have one of our regular guys stop by. He's standing by right now. And we're going to pop the hood here, open the Auto World Garage, and take your calls of the mechanical nature. So if you've got a problem, and most of us do have a problem of some sort or another with the vehicle that you own right now, or perhaps your wife's vehicle or a different family member's vehicle, and you would like some free over-the-air advice, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And also, don't be a stranger. If you prefer, and lots of folks do these days, you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, and we'll address your questions that way as well. So if your car is not sounding right, if it's making weird noises, emitting strange smells, if it's giving you poor fuel economy, if it's giving you trouble with its braking system or its suspension system or its engine, or perhaps some problems with interior pieces, anything from heating air conditioning units to windshield wipers to car stereos. We will handle it all because Mark Givens is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls at 855-660-4261. We are also, during this hour, going to be talking about DVD. I've done a lot of interviews with the producer of this DVD, Andrew Firestone, and he's a very interesting guy, and we'll get him back on the program somewhere down the line. But recently, one of our listeners, Frank in New Mexico, and if you're listening to us, Frank, we would love to hear you give us a call at 855-660-4261, because Frank was very generous and shot me a copy of the Black Air documentary by Andrew Firestone, and also provided me with a copy, which I sent along to Mark. And so Mark has had an opportunity to look at this, and I've looked at it a number of times. So we're going to do a little movie talk here as well on Auto World. But the key, there used to be a radio host on this network, and he has since departed, but he was part of another network that I was associated with for 10 years, Joe Mazza, and he used to use this expression, so I will use this in honor of the late Joe Mazza. The key factor, that's the way he would talk, is give us a call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by. We've got right now six lines for you to dial into at 855-660-4261. Mark has opened up the Auto World Garage, and he's got all his mechanic tools ready to go. And Mark, how are you doing today in the great state of Idaho and the great city of Boise?
Doing good, Bobby. It's good to share the cockpit here with you in the Auto World car this weekend, man. It's been a little bit hot. You know, we need to get this air conditioner fixed in the Auto World car, you know what?
You're not kidding. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of people these days probably coming into your shop or giving you calls and saying, hey, Mark, my air conditioning is not working like it should be. This is a common thing, and I know there are some aftermarket products. We've showcased one here on the program called AC Pro. It's a do-it-yourself kit, but, you know, they have a lot of, you know, kind of asterisks on the box. They, you know, make sure you've you do this and do that, and you know, it's kind of a borderline do-it-yourself project, in my opinion. But how easy is it to charge up your air conditioner these days? And also, it might be a good idea for you to outline the differences between somebody's air conditioner, which is gradually fading away with its cooling capability, and someone who perhaps after the winter turns the vehicle on and it doesn't blow any cold air whatsoever. Those are two different scenarios.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. You're absolutely right. I get a lot of calls, questions, a lot of questions concerning the air conditioning. And when it's really, really hot outside, above 90 degrees, believe it or not, air conditioning systems work better. So we have each and every car manufacturer and each model they're actually built with a certain size of air conditioning compressor, and so they each and every make can actually push more Freon through, and so each car has a setting that we go to as mechanics, shops, technicians. We go to our computer or the book, and we look it up, and we say, well, if I'm working on a 98 Chevrolet Corvette, then that system, it states right in the book that it can get down to 38 degrees. Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, all the luxury type and sports car, supercars, they can get down there to 35 to 38 degrees, where the economy four-door midsize family car, we're going to see maybe 45 to 50 degrees. So the first question I get all the time is, well, I don't think it's blowing as cool as it should, Mark, so can you check it? And anybody and everybody, all our listeners can do this. It's really simple to do. All you need is a thermometer, and actually a lot of the parts stores sell them. They're really inexpensive, $6-$7. And you can buy one, turn the air conditioning on full blast on max, Bob, and have the fan going full throttle, of course, the temperature gauge, you know, all the way over to blue where it's cold, and stick that thermometer right in the vent. And that thermometer then will tell you how cold you are. And absolutely, today's cars run on the HCF 134A, where the older cars, like the Buick National we're going to be talking about, it ran on the R12. And the R12 was long gone, and so I've lived through that. And, of course, that was back in the day when certain ozone and all that, and so they had to get rid of it. And we had to be licensed and of course, insured. And R12 is very high pressures. So, yes, people would get hurt trying to figure out how much, R12 they should put in. So the 134, as you said earlier, that, we've talked about the kits, and you can buy the kits yourself, and it has a little gauge on the can, and you just screw it in, and you're still dealing with pressures, but it's just not as high as pressure. So you can't get as hurt. You can get hurt, yes, but not as bad, I guess. So if you're down, somebody sees their temperature, throw the thermometer in the vent, it's down there about 10 degrees. It's only pushing about 60, 65 degrees, and it's 90 degrees outside. Well, you can bring it down to 40, 45. So you're 10 pounds too high, 10 degrees too high, not pounds, but degrees too high. And so you can put a little 134 in, but the thing there on that too is fuel injection, the fuel rail, the fuel injection, cap where you put, where the fuel pressure is, and we put our fuel pressure gauge on that, looks just like the air conditioning Schrader valve. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful there. You have to know, what does an air conditioning line look like, and look for the, there's a high side and a low side where we hook our air conditioning gauges up to. And the high side, so everybody knows this, on the air conditioner is it's smaller, it's a Schrader valve, looks like a valve stem, like you have on your tires, on your car. And then the return line, which is the cool non-pressure line, that's where you screw the gauge into to put 134 in. That's a bigger one with a blue cap.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, much more, and your calls, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World.
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
It is 855-660-4261. We would love to help you out if you've gone to a mechanic lately, gotten some bad news, and want a free over-the-air second opinion. Mark can help you out, and we are live here, so don't worry about you know, lots of shows on the weekends are on tape delay or pre-recorded during the week, but we are live right here, and we're ready to help you, whether you're listening on our great affiliate station in Iowa, News Talk 1540 KXEL, whether you're listening WTKI Land down in Alabama, whether you're listening on KSIS in Missouri, wherever you happen to be, we are here to help you out. And Mark was talking to us a little bit about air conditioning. We'll throw out a trivia question here just to stir the pot up a little and give out a free prize, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So let's throw out a trivia question, and we'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. Why don't we do that? Why don't we go back into the decade of the, well, I won't give away too much here. Why don't we throw out a car name? Who made the Golden Hawk? This is a classic vehicle from a brand that is really not around anymore. They still make one of their models, but not the original makers. But who made the Golden Hawk? This was from the 1950s, and certainly a very collectible vehicle these days. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So, Mark, you had the opportunity to check out, thanks to Frank in New Mexico, who calls you the Swami, and he wrote right on the DVD for the Swami. You got a chance to check out Black Air. This is a film made by a young filmmaker, Andrew Firestone. Not a car guy. That's interesting. He's become much more of a car guy. But he remembers he grew up in the same state that I grew up in and still live in, Massachusetts. And he now lives in New York. He spent time in California. But he remembers back in the 1980s when he was on the young side, the first time he saw one of these vehicles, and he said to himself, "What is that?" And this is a vehicle that was made for a number of years by Buick. The real heyday years are kind of the latter years for this vehicle. But a vehicle I have never driven, and the holy grail of the Buick Grand Nationals is a limited production model called the GNX. And I have never had the opportunity to drive that one either. But, Mark, these are definitely menacing-looking vehicles, and they came at a time when there weren't a whole lot of high-performance cars around and really surprised everybody.
Yeah, most definitely, Bob. I definitely want to first thank Frank for the gift. That's nice of him to send that to us. And I really pretty much a Buick Regal, you know. And like you said, back in that day, there wasn't too many hot rods. We were going into that gas crunch type era. The car manufacturers were building very unique and odd, as I call oddball type cars. And I, real quick story, Bob, I my repair shop that I had at the time, still doing repair, of course. And back then I had mobile vans that went out to repair mobile on customers' site to do the repairs there, and we had commercial accounts. And one of my commercial accounts that I actually sent one of my employees up to every Monday to work on their trucks, it was a water beverage type company. And the boss up there, he actually went up and was visiting with him one day. And it's quite unique because he said, "Mark," he says, "I've got a specialty car at home that I'd like to show you one day." So anyway, we ended up getting together, and guess what car it was? But this, the Buick Grand National. And I just went, what is it? You know, I didn't know. And he's like, "Well, this thing just flat moves." And he said, "I found it in a garage, and it was a lady that I bought it from. Her husband had passed away, and had bought it brand new." And he says, "You know, I like the color of it. It's solid black on black." And he said, "When I opened the hood and saw the intercooler and the turbo," he says, "and I just couldn't believe, Mark." He says, "There's a V6 under the hood." And he says, "I asked if I could drive it." And she says, "Well, yeah, go ahead and drive it." We ended up picking this Buick Grand National up for like $2,200. So he stole it.
What a steal.
Yeah, Yeah, and so he drove it by the shop one day, and this was like in 93, 94, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it was literally sit you back in the seat with the tires spinning, you know, and I'm used to the Plymouth Roadrunners and the Camaro IROCs and the Corvettes doing that, but come on, I'm looking at this two-door thinking I'm sitting in pretty much a Buick Regal. Not. And when that thing, like I said, it's a surprise, man, when you drive it or put your foot into it. Have you ever had a chance to drive one?
I haven't, and I hope to one of these days. I see them on the road every now and then. You'll see one up here in Massachusetts. I know the folks at Edmunds.com actually purchased one to write some stories about. But, you know, this, if to go back to the era in which this vehicle came out, it came out kind of in a humble form in 81, and then by the time it got to 85, 86, and the final year, 87, you know, they really had their act together, and that intercooler, which was added along the way, added a lot more charge, and you know, the vehicle was rated, you know, at in the 200 horsepower range, but most people agree that at that time the Corvette was rated around 250 or so horsepower, and probably as a marketing move within General Motors, they didn't want this Buick to be more powerful, but it had to have been at least 300 horsepower because this vehicle could go 0 to 60. I know Chubba Chetta, the former editor-in-chief of Car and Drivers, featured in the documentary, and you know, he recalls the day he did the instrumented testing in Michigan, and he was blown away because this vehicle went 0 to 60 in the fours, and at that time, that was faster than Ferraris, it was faster than Corvettes, it was faster than Lamborghinis, it was faster than anything, and it had a very humble, I believe, a three-speed, maybe four-speed automatic transmission, so we're not talking any fancy gearing either, and so I think that vehicle was definitely underrated by General Motors. And then when they did the limited run of the ultimate Grand Nationals, the GNXs, and they went to the folks at ASC to build them an even higher performance version with a larger turbo and a larger intercooler, that one must have been, you know, 350 horsepower. But much like what they did in the late 60s when the insurance companies started to get worried about these high horsepower claims, they kept the horsepower numbers on the sheet low.
Yeah, you know, I started to watch this, Bob, and I kind of started crying a little bit because, you know, Andrew did an excellent job of showing, you know, the factory and where it used to be built and what it looks like today. And it just, I feel that, you know, watching Black Air, I just, there's a lot of cars that need a document, you know, on them, like Black Air.
So true. When we come back, we'll talk more about Black Air, and folks are calling in for trivia. Why don't you do the same? This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Don't forget, I'm giving away free wash drop samples. All you have to do is shoot me an email, name, address, telephone number, and we'll shoot you out some wash drop samples. We've got a trivia question out there. We're talking about the Black Air documentary with Mark Evans, but why don't we see if we can solve the trivia question about the Golden Hawk. Who made the Golden Hawk? Let's go to John, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. John, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, Bob. It's a pleasure to meet you and visit with you and your guest there. The Golden Hawk was part of a family of actually Silver Hawk, Power Hawk, and Golden Hawk, all presented by the Studebaker Company back in the late 50s.
You're 100% correct. We're going to send you out a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage and also some of those free wash drop samples. John, let me ask you a question. I'd love to ask all of my listeners, price no object. If you had the means to buy a new vehicle and a classic vehicle, what would you choose on the new car side and what would you choose on the classic car side?
There's a lot of good choices out there. I would have to say the perhaps the XKF by the Jaguar folks.
Yeah. Very good. Very
and
good choice.
Also for classic 275 GTB4 from Ferrari.
Oh, my boy, you are a man with exquisite taste, definitely. Mark, what do you think of John's taste there? He's definitely a man after my own heart.
Oh, I'm foaming at the mouth, John, just what you just said there. I'm with you.
Trouble is I've got champagne taste on a beer budget.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very familiar. I understand completely. Hang on for Matt, and we'll get all of your information and get those prizes out to you. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Have you, anybody out there, ever owned a Grand National? I know that our good friend Frank in New Mexico still owns one. How about anybody else? Have you ever owned a Grand National Buick? Do you still own it? Can you tell Mark and I what the driving experience is like? And as Mark alluded to, the filmmaker Andrew Firestone does a great job because it shows the last Buick Grand National being made. It was a 1987 model, and it was rolling off a GM assembly plant, and it was the last vehicle made at that assembly plant. And it was the last vehicle was picked up by a dealer in Louisiana who I've actually had on the radio. We'll have to get him on again. And he and his family went and shot the footage of that vehicle coming down the line and the pride of those workers putting those last touches on that Buick Grand National. It is definitely something that can bring a tear to an eye very easily, Mark.
Yeah, did he have everyone autograph the car, too, at some point?
I think that was done spontaneously by the workers on the line. I don't think that he said that I want it autographed. I think people just did it. Because a lot of all those people on the day that factory closed, they lost their job, and that vehicle was the last one to roll off that assembly plant, which I believe, went back a lot of decades. I want to say the 1930s or so. It was a long-standing GM plant.
Been around forever. Like I said, I got a little teary-eyed watching it. It's a great DVD to go grab and buy and watch. I had no idea Frank had a Grand National, though.
Oh, I know, and I believe he's calling in to us. We'll go to him in a second. I just want to get you your take on how the film opens. It opens with a gentleman, and he's in his garage, and he tells a story. He's evidently a very successful businessman. He on Fridays used to bring his Ferrari to work, and then one day a local law enforcement friend of his said, I got my car today, why don't we drag race to lunch, and the loser has to pay for lunch, and the guy with the Ferrari figured, well, this is kind of a polite way for him to buy me lunch, so I out pulled the Ferrari, and it sounded like it was, the era of either a 328 or a 308 or a Testarossa Ferrari, and the next thing you know, that Buick Grand National just took off. A great way to open the film. Let's go to Frank, the gentleman who is very gracious in providing both myself and Mark with a copy of this documentary, and a guy who owns, I believe, still to this day, a Buick Grand National. Hey there, Frank. Thank you so much for giving both Mark and I the DVDs, and how are you, my friend?
Oh, enjoying the show as always, Bob and Swami and Mark. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are digging the DVD, and I still dig my Grand National. I call it the Blackbird.
And what years is yours, Frank?
Mine's the 87, the last year of production. That's when I decided, when I found out it was going to be the last year, I had to get one, and it was kind of hard to get. And actually, after I got mine, the dealer got wise and started slapping the $3,000 premium on the model.
They're going to be doing that with the upcoming 2014 Corvette. There's no question about that when that first comes out of the box come this fall. But you got the last year, which is fantastic. How many miles are on the Grand National right now that you own, Frank?
21,000.
Very good. So you've driven it, but you haven't put a ton of mileage on it. And what's the driving experience like? Because, as I said, I've never driven one. Mark has never driven one. And, this vehicle was rated very humbly in the horsepower department, and yet it scooted faster than, the Porsche 928 of that era, the Ferraris of that era. It was faster than the Corvette. It had to have at least 300 horsepower. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I think it at least had to have 300 because it was the quickest production car in America in 87. Corvette was sort of humiliated. But, yeah, when you drive around in it, it's like if you're going slow, it's just like all the other Buicks I like. The Electra 220 is luxurious, you know, but the ride is a little firmer. It gives it away that it's something special. And when you step it, man, it sucks out. It's vicious. It is absolutely vicious. I mean, I'm here where I've recorded my times is at like 5,600 feet, and that's pretty high. And 13.98 at 103.5 miles an hour. That's pretty nice for a little V6, you know?
Yeah, a little nice V6 with a little bit of a turbo on it. That is amazing. And the transmission, is it a 3-speed or a 4-speed automatic?
It's 4-speed automatic, yes. And it's a pretty stout one. And it's got positive traction, of course. And it just... I mean, it is really just vicious acceleration-wise, and it handles real nice, too, for a car of that era. Yeah, I love it. I just love this Blackbird.
Frank, I want to thank you. Now, do you go around town getting free lunch all the time, racing everybody?
No, I try and keep my action pretty quiet. You know, it just comes out late at night and devours some 5.0 Mustangs or something. But I try to be real quiet about it. I'm older now, so I don't want to go to jail, you know.
Yeah. It's got a pretty throaty sound to it.
Yeah, well, you heard it when they started up on the film there. It's got a very unique sound, and it's just a really nice burbly sound. Oh, I wanted to ask you, Swami, I was wondering, what are the problems I am to anticipate with my dreaded Power Master booster and all that? I've heard this before. Tell me what I might expect in the future.
When we come back on the other side, Mark, you can address that. And anybody else who's got a mechanical question, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. The white flag is out for this hour of the program. We've got one more segment left with Mark Evans. So something wrong with your car and you want a free over-the-air diagnostic check, 855-660-4261. Frank is with us from New Mexico. We've been talking about the Black Air Buick Grand National documentary, highly recommended by all three of us and given to both Mark and myself by Frank. Frank owns an 87 Buick Grand National, and before the break, he posed a question to Mark. So once again, why don't you repeat that question and go from there, guys.
Oh, well, Swami, I was just wondering, I had heard that there were some problems to be anticipated with this PowerMaster system in the Buick, and I was just wondering, what might those be? I mean, my brakes are still working great. What's the problem with the PowerMaster?
Yeah, Frank, in fact, it's not just Buick. All the power brake master boosters are run off vacuum. That big rubber hose that you see mounted there just plugs into that big round canister on the firewall, and then your brake master cylinder, of course, is mounted to that. Well, that big rubber hose goes over to the intake manifold, and it draws vacuum, and that's how that operates. And so if you put a vacuum gauge there on that hose, you'll find that on an idle, it'll be pushing, the Buick will be pushing 16 to 18 pounds per square inch of vacuum, or a regular normal car, not the intercooled type vehicle engine, will be pushing about 12 pounds. So when you get on it, you know, pedal to the metal, Frank, what happens is it goes from that 16 to 18 down to about 4 to 5, and because the engine is actually drawing the vacuum. So one thing that happens is the PCV valves, stands for positive crankcase ventilation. Those are, of course, on the valve cover, and it's a little valve that's hooked to another vacuum hose that goes on another port there on the intake. And it's designed to actually suck the oil fumes that are inside the engine. It's an oil pressure, oil fumes. Now, on an older engine, of course, when the rings get worn out, the piston rings, you end up having more bullby coming up through the top of the engine, and that's where that PCV valve then sucks that fumes down into the intake and it reburns it. What ends up happening is that when these PCV valves get plugged up and get old and you don't replace them, the owner of the car doesn't ask the shop to just go ahead and throw that $5, $6 PCV valve away. What ends up happening, it gets plugged up, and so the power brake booster hose, since it's the big boy hose of all of them, and it's sucking the most vacuum to make those power brake system work? Well, it sucks the oil. So what ends up happening, it sucks the oil right up that big old half-inch hose right into your big round canister, which is the power brake booster on the firewall, and that rubber diaphragm in there gets oil-saturated, causing what? A slimy, and it eats the rubber. Next thing you know, you end up, you hit the brakes, and there's a big spring in there with, it's a big round rubber diaphragm that pushes, and that spring pushes it back and forth. Well, you don't want that rubber diaphragm to be oily with any oil on it at all. So a $7, $6, $7, $8 PCV valve, if we don't replace them, you destroy your power brake booster because it gets oily.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thanks for that tip. Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, yeah. that's with anybody that's, you know, all our listeners are listening, all you got to do is just open the hood and look on the firewall over on the driver's side where your brake pedal is, of course, where you sit to drive the car, and out there right outside the firewall, you'll just see that big round canister. I believe, Frank, on your Grand National, it's a pretty good-sized canister, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Big.
It is.
Big. I'm not nothing wrong with the brands and all out there, but a little short story. Long story, make it real short, my uncle had a Cadillac, a DeVille, and he came out to Idaho to visit. And we went up to a ghost town up in the mountains, and he come around the corner with his Cadillac going downhill, and of course had the foot off the gas because we don't want to go fast going downhill around the corner. But he went to apply the brakes. Since the engine was only idling, there was not enough vacuum boost. It was sitting there 4 to 5 pounds vacuum boost at an idle, and that big old four door Cadillac, heavy, he didn't have enough brakes to stop the car.
Well, brother.
And of course,
you're great wealth of knowledge. You know, I want to clear out, let someone else have a chance. But I hope you guys enjoy the film and watch the extras, because they give you the story behind the story of that car. Like Joe Mazza used to say, Bob, story behind the story.
That's right, the story behind the story. And another Joe Mazza expression, since we've been talking about him. He always used to call me and a lot of other people, young man, even if you weren't exactly a young man, you were always in Joe's eyes a young man. So we miss Joe. Thanks so much, Frank.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, fellas.
Telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a really quick trivia question here, because we literally only have a few moments left, so we'll make it a relatively easy one. And why don't we make it one from the 1960s, and it went into the 1970s as well. Who made the Valiant? Which brand of automobile manufacturer made the Valiant? That's an easy question. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I got an email question that I'm going to have to forward to you about a Dodge Dakota, but you can start thinking about it. It's a gentleman with a Dodge Dakota. I'll have to look at the email again, but he... he's got about 60 or 70,000 miles on it, and when he gets it up to highway speed, he starts hearing kind of a thud, thud noise, and he's had the tires balanced, I know that, and so it's not the tires, he's worried about the rear differential, because there's a leak that seems to be leaking, or what else could it possibly be, Mark? Could it be a transmission problem, a drive shaft problem? What do you think?
Yeah, it almost sounds like a Dodge Dakota pickup truck's got rear-wheel drive. Sounds almost like a U-joint problem. What ends up happening, Bob, is that you got the front and rear U-joint in there, and if one of those caps, there's four caps per U-joint, one of the caps, little bitty needles in there, and certain years of the Dodges, they didn't put any Zerks, and you couldn't grease them, and so the needles get dry. Well, if that U-joint is just a little bit loose, it's not tight anymore, what ends up happening at high speed, that drive shaft, you know, of course, is spinning at a very high rate of speed. It's actually I'm thinking of the ratio here compared to the RPMs of the engine. I think it's almost the same. Literally, they're spinning that fast. So picture your fan on your engine spinning, and then picture this drive line or a toothpick in the back, out coming back out of your transmission, going to the rear axle, spinning. spinning that fast, and if that U-joint in the rear, usually Bob's the first one to go out, it causes the drive line to be out of balance. So you're literally going to feel the back of the pickup box shaking just a little bit at high speeds, and or that thump, 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 thump. So then it's not a front-wheel drive, so it does not have CV joints or front, CV joint axles. It's got the rear drive shaft. So I've actually seen those rear U-joints go out at high speeds, and it just takes everything out in its path because it's spinning very high rate of speed.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, it isn't. And I may have mentioned it before, but in the early 90s, I had a T-Bird that was my parents'. This is an 85 T-Bird, 5-liter, nice car that had low mileage on it. And I was driving it on a major highway here in Massachusetts, and that same thing would happen when I would, when I would be cruising. It'd be fine if you were going 30, 40, 50, but if you started to get up to 60, 70, then you'd get that kind of vibration. And then eventually, that's exactly what happened in my parents' T-Bird, is that that drive shaft came unhooked from the differential. And, I was left stranded, and I ended up having to turn that car in, and hence I got my first Corvette that way that I had been saving for 13 years. But not a pleasant thing. So it can happen on, I assume, the T-Bird experience I had was, it not only can happen on trucks, but it can happen on cars as well.
Oh, absolutely. Any rear-wheel drive car. And, Bob, the only thing that's causing those rear U-joints to go out like that is doing smoky burnouts, were you hot rodding your parents' car?
Well, both of my parents were gone by that time, and the answer is yes.
Well, I like an honest man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm we're all supposed to obey, the traffic laws in your various communities. But I will fess up here on national radio. When I was driving to the New York Auto Show, I had a Toyota Prius, and I was just curious, can I get this thing to go 100 miles an hour? And I did. So more on that another time. Thank you, Mark, for your time here today. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Log.
I'm on the road again.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.